Retrouvons l'agenda culturel tout en anglais.
Hello. On the daily, Britannic remember Trafalgar Day.
Avec Véronica.
Which the French may not. They're too busy celebrating the stay of execution of their retirement age of 64. Just as the UK PM has decreed to raise ours, or theirs, to 67. But looking at the global picture, the French desire to put up their communal feet at 62 is not unusual. In populous countries such as India, Indonesia, Russia and Colombia, 60 is the max, and even 58. But for we freelancers, we will remain at the coalface till our knees drop or our vocal cords snap. Well, it's been a shocking week in other ways. A four-minute heist in broad daylight at the Louvre with a gang of three, making off with jewellery belonging to the Bonaparte family. Ingenious robbery, but they might have difficulty flogging such well-known pieces, unless they just want to wear them around the house. Elsewhere, bullfights have been suspended for 2 weeks because of some very nasty virus. Nicolas Sarkozy starts his stretch at the current president's pleasure. Will he have an ex-presidential suite, I ask myself, with somewhere to put up his ball and chained feet? And unbelievably, the divine Debbie Harry is 80. How did that happen? I'm also wondering what life will be like for Sarah Ferguson, known globally as Fergie, who once used to bask in the luxury of being the wife of a duke, but now is plain Sarah again. And will her publishing career survive? Because like other celebrities, she's been using her name and fame to branch out into children's stories, publishing books without necessarily doing the actual writing herself. Keanu Reeves did it. Bill and Hillary Clinton both became pseudo-novelists, and that has become acceptable practice. In the past, ghostwriters' names were not credited. A bit like Marnie Nixon, the bell-like voice behind the face of Audrey Hepburn, Marilyn Monroe, and Deborah Carr. Nobody knew her for such a long time, but since the advent of transparency, she's always credited, and about time too. Many authors do credit their ghostwriters, and better still, they acknowledge the collaboration. This came to mind because the very astute, charming, pivoting Reese Witherspoon, actor, producer, and now writer, is publishing a mystery adventure called Gone Before Goodbye, co-written with Jim Patterson. October in the UK is, of course, Booker Prize time, the British Prix Goncourt. Six shortlisted authors will have written their own words, though who knows if any of the 100 or so long list might have got some help from AI. Who knows? The current favourite is Flashlight. Down here in the Gers, we have an autumn soirée at the Domaine Sauneuf, drinking as much as we like of the Domaine's new wine as you munch roasted chestnuts and other goodies, and watch the cabaret. That's €60 per head. Reservations 06-10-02-3073. And still part of October Rose, they're rocking and rolling at the Eloi Castin in Florence on Saturday in aid of breast cancer. As it is my birthday today, Tuesday, it's a time to reminisce, to regret, or to surge forward. And one way to do that is to repurpose a piece of clothing with a new tassel or some buttons. And you can do that in Saison from tomorrow. Put a new spin on the old. It's from 2:30 to 5:30. For reservations, ring 062-2073-546. Or at the Médiathèque at Florence, you can customise your magic wand, which I would like to whisk me away to the National Portrait Gallery in London to wallow in the Cecil Beaton exhibition. King of Vogue, fashion illustrator, costume designer, remember My Fair Lady, caricaturist, writer and wit. Capturing the gamble of beauty and sophistication, there are 200 items on display featuring photos of some of the world's most glamorous people, most of whom are sadly no longer with us. But the photos live on. Wait till you see my birthday snaps.
Retrouvez Véronica en podcast pour l'agenda culturel tout en anglais.
À la prochaine.
www.dfm930.com